Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
There is a very important concert happening this Friday. National Symphony Orchestra Ireland principal conductor designate Alexander Shelley will be conducting the orchestra on Schumann and a whole bunch more. I'll tell you more about it in a minute. But first, the love team from Cinema Paradiso as conductor by the fantastic and normally beautifully turned out. So I haven't seen him yet, but we have to. It looks like James Bond outside the window, quite frankly. Anyway, he'll be in there in a second, we'll see. Love theme from Cinema Paradiso, which, as you know, is one of our great favourites. Well, we love Ennio Morricone, so we can't help it. I have the great man in front of me. He's almost in the job, not quite. He seems to be constantly getting closer and closer to being the principal conductor designate. Well, he's designated currently, but he will be the principal conductor with the National Symphony Orchestra Ireland. That's Alexander Shelley, who's back to join us. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Marty. It's great to be back.
As ever, you are turned out ridiculously.
You are so charming. I love coming
it's
here.
It's just that, you know, once upon a time, it doesn't look like it now. I used to be involved with a fashion program on the television. So I have an eye. Yes, I have an eye for these things. Well. Anyway, you're a man like myself who cares about how he presents himself. Lovely to see you. You're in. You're back again.
Yep.
Almost in the gig.
Yeah.
Which is
inching closer.
September, is that all right?
In September is when I start fully with the new season. Yeah.
But you're still involved with your previous job, are you in the middle, or how does it work?
I've been music director of Canada's National Arts Centre Orchestra for the last 11 years.
Where your family live and all the
rest
of it.
That's where my kids were born there and stuff. But I'm just finishing up that job, so I'm in the final few months, and it's been just a couple of nights ago I had my final concert with them in Toronto. We're based in Ottawa, the capital city, but we had our final show in Toronto. That was very moving.
I'd say.
Because I've been going there every year with the orchestra for the last 11 years, and in the coming months it's going to be be really intense, really beautiful. But, you know, it's one of the joys of this job, and it's what I'm looking forward to so much here in Ireland, is the building of a relationship, not just with the musicians of the orchestra, but with the audiences, you know, going on these beautiful musical journeys every week, exploring different cultural lands together and having deep, meaningful moments.
And you're bringing your past to the table.
Yeah.
You're meeting people who have their own past, if you will. I'm thinking about Joe Tibby, for example. So you're meeting like-minded people who hopefully, and I would have no doubt, are open to ideas. And that's very important.
I mean, it's coming into a job like this, that set of relations with the musicians is obviously incredibly important. Mm. Is there a chemistry? Can we work together? Can we grow together? But then in the leadership, in the administrative teams, all of this, sharing a vision, sharing values, you know, to use that kind of old-fashioned thing, that is so important. I've learned that over the decades. And and in Joe and in Kathy and Assumpta and this entire team.
Well, Assumpta won't let you.
She's very, very difficult.
She has her moments. But the thing about Assumpta, and this is to do with the PR element of it and everything, it's vital that you can be as fantastic as you are, but you also have to tell people. You also have to share the moment.
Well, you know, I love proselytizing for music and for art. I think that we live in an age in which kind of exploring that side of ourselves, allowing ourselves to recognize that outside of the material and the kind of busyness of everyday life, there's this world that is enriching and needs to be explored together. That's so important.
Yes.
And having levers to pull, to communicate with people, connect with them, say, I'm a musician because I love life, I love exploring life, and this is such a wonderful tool for it.
That's right.
That's really important.
And I love what I do, and you know what? Maybe if you heard it and you didn't know it, you might enjoy it. So bring people in as you go, you know? Because not everybody is up to speed, and I think that's the important thing.
Yeah.
And people have busy lives and they're doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. Like this Friday, for example, the piece we're performing, I've been waiting 20 years to conduct it.
Let you in Canada.
it's not that, but it's an unusual piece to program as well. This piece was written by Robert Schumann, one of the great and most successful classical composers. And in his time, it was his most popular piece. It was the piece that made his name internationally. It was performed more than any other of his works.
Why was it not performed then? Why have you had to wait?
In the time since, it's sort of become a very rare gem in the concert hall. And partly, I think, it's because of what it is. It's a 90-minute piece for orchestra and chorus and a whole bunch of soloists, but it doesn't give room on the program for like a traditional concert where you have, you know, a piano soloist playing Rachmaninoff or Mozart or whatever. So a lot of orchestras have hesitated to put it on their program, but it is an absolute masterpiece that explores both this amazing exotic story, but also it's full of heart and spirituality. It's a wonderful piece.
Yeah, and it goes back, based on a poem, isn't it?
Thomas Moore. Yeah, it's based on an absolute classic of its time. I was 1813, I think it was written, or 17, Lalla Rookh.
Kashmir.
The premise of that book is a very simple one, that there's a princess who's betrothed to a king, and she's journeying to meet the king, and in her entourage there's a poet.
Right.
And she ends up falling in love with this poet because he sings her such beautiful songs, such beautiful stories. When she gets to her destination, she discovers that that poet is in fact the king, and so she's fallen in love with him. And one of the stories he sings to her is the story of Paradise and Peri. Now, Peri is a fallen angel. She's the offspring of an angel and a mortal. She's not allowed into heaven. So the story is basically that if she can find the perfect gift for the gods on earth, she'll be allowed into heaven. So over the course of 90 minutes on Friday, we go on this journey with this Peri around the world, finding these different gifts. And they're all quite spiritual gifts. One is the blood of a fallen hero, a hero who fell for his country. The next one is the sigh of a lover who's given herself over to death in order to be with the man she loves. And then the final gift, and I'm not going to tell you whether she gets into heaven or not, but the final gift is the tear of a repentant man, someone who's lived a terrible life and repents.
And you were with the chorus yesterday?
Yeah, I was with the chorus. They're great.
Really?
Wow, they're fantastic. I worked with them last night for 3 hours. They have a wonderful chorus master, David Young, and it is such a great group of singers. They were just open to everything I asked them to do. And, you know, on stage we're going to have the symphony orchestra, we're going to have the chorus. We've got a wonderful set of soloists, Nardis Williams and Riab Shaeb and Mark Stone and Robin Trichler and Anna Devin. It's really an event piece.
Yes, it is. Yeah. This is a big one for
it is, yeah,
for you to be involved with. Yeah. Let's have a look. This is a little, just a taster of the opening movements. This is Schumann. Now, that's some of the opening movement there from Robert Schumann. That is startling because the conductor is...
John Elliott Gardner.
And you said that the minute the first note came in, you went, that's John Elliott Gardner.
Yeah, well, I know the piece well, and there's not that many recordings on the market, and I know them well.
And you would have studied this and listened to it and whatever. But is that an instinct that just comes automatically? I know this, and I know the version of something.
Yeah. Because you know, when I...
you're listening all the time.
Yeah, well, when I study a piece of music, like, mainly what you're doing is you're trying to really understand what motivated the composer, how they crafted the piece. You get really inside the bones and the flesh of what they've crafted. And the closer you get to the piece, the more you understand what decisions have to be made, what options you have. And so then when you hear other people grappling with them and finding their own solutions... it becomes very memorable because you go, oh, okay, they decided to go with that. Yes. And this conductor decided to do that. So you immediately connect the dots. Yeah.
That's right, that's right. And decide which direction you're going for obvious reasons. But we both discovered, well, you knew anyway, that both of your concerts, you're on this Friday and you're on a Friday in March, both Friday 13th.
I know, it's weird.
It's an odd way to start your career.
It is a little odd, in fairness. I feel like I should wear Halloween costumes
like they're tempting fate.
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe we're going to get it behind us.
Let's get that out of the way, and then we give them proper dates.
Exactly. Yeah.
Quite good. So this Friday at 7:30 start, we should make everyone aware. It's NCH, National Symphony Orchestra Ireland, and Alexander will be conducting.
Yeah.
That's this Friday. On the 13th of March, it's a whole different thingy altogether, Stravinsky, Rachmaninoff, and John Adams. That's a very different
one. What I might say is, with both of these programs, there's this kind of personal connection. So I went to school, to music college in Germany, in Düsseldorf, and Robert Schumann lived in Düsseldorf for a long time, so my college was called the Robert Schumann Music College, and I started an orchestra that was called the Schumann Camerata. So,
but you're not influenced by him at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. No impact.
So he was all part of my life. And then Thomas Moore, of course, an Irish poet.
Yes,
my mother's family is Irish. Yeah. And so when I was asked, Kathy from the National Symphony Orchestra, she said, "We're thinking of doing this piece," and I said, "I've been waiting to do that, and it brings my Irish heritage, my German, together." And this next concert in March is a similar thing. The soloist is a guy called Jaden Isaac Turco, and he's a young Canadian where I've spent the last 11 years of my life.
Worked with him, presumably.
This is our debut. I know him because he toured to Japan and Korea with me and the orchestra, but he was doing recitals. That was earlier in 2025.
So you never worked together?
No, but we've sat in buses together and cars and talked. There's the Canada connection. There's also the Leeds connection. My career started with the Leeds Conductors Competition. His career kicked off with Leeds Piano Competition. So, both of these programs, there's a little nod, very selfishly, to my own life, which is nice.
That is nice. And yet you successfully avoided each other working.
Yeah, exactly.
Up to now.
Well, he's a very young guy.
Oh, you're a young guy.
But these are also two beautiful storytelling programs. So obviously the Schumann...
You like that, don't you?
I love them. Yeah. Paradise in Peri is, of course, a wonderful story. And then in the March program, we have featured the Firebird. And it's not just the suites of the Firebird by Stravinsky, but the full ballad.
It's the complete work.
And, pardon me?
The complete work.
The complete work, okay. Yeah. So that's a 45-50-minute piece. And it's one of the great showpieces for a symphony orchestra. That'll be the second half. And the first half, we have Rachmaninoff's piano concerto, I think the third piano concerto we're doing with Jaden, which is one of the great showpieces for the piano. So it's going to be a beautiful... And we open with a virtuosic four-minute piece by John Adams called Short Ride in a Fast Machine. Okay, and a last piece of information about that program.
Yes.
Actually, each of those composers is American. You wouldn't think it, right?
No.
So, Rachmaninoff died an American citizen, and Stravinsky died an American citizen. Stravinsky ended his life over in Southern California, living there.
So you're theming them as well, in a way.
A little bit. I love themes.
Was that a fluke, or was that actually...
No, it's not a fluke. Oh, I love those kinds of themes. Yeah.
Let's give people a little flavor of Firebird Ballet. It's only 3 minutes, but we might just give people a taste. Stravinsky, of course. heart stop. I'm chatting this morning with Alexander Shelley, who will be in this Friday, but he's here now, but he's working with the National Symphony Orchestra. They are on this Friday, and it is, we've played Schumann, that's Firebird, which is not until the 30th of March. Just trying to keep track of where we're going.
I know.
And the other one that we mentioned was Rachmaninoff.
Yes. Character Joe, though, we're performing that.
Yeah, and this is on the 13th of March.
The 13th of March. You know, these are all pieces. The Schumann I've been wanting to do for years. The Stravinsky I do so much. It's that, as any listener can hear, that music is just so uplifting.
It's beautiful.
And I remember when I was a kid listening to that music and saying to myself internally, I have to perform that sometime. And the Rachmaninoff is the same. You know,
explain about your dad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Howard.
My dad and my mom were both concert pianists. And when I was a little boy, just after my birth, my father was performing all Rachmaninoff's music and recording all the piano concertos. And if there is a language that I heard first as a kid,
yes,
it wasn't English and it wasn't, you know, words, it was Rachmaninoff's music. And so, you know, when I perform any of the Rachmaninoff piano concertos, it feels like home. It really does.
Yeah. But literally it feels like home, because I presume therefore there was music all the time at home.
All the time.
Going
to sleep, my father would be in the room above, hammering away at a grand piano, and that was soothing.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So it's, as Phyllis said, it's in your blood, therefore, and you can't escape it. When you bring this to the National Concert Hall, you bring it to the National Symphony Orchestra Ireland. It must be just joyous for you because of your love of music, which is literally from the cradle.
Yep.
When you bring it to the room, it's therefore super important to you. In other words, you have the importance of the job, if I can put it like that.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you've got this other element, which is your absolute love of what this is.
I live and breathe this music.
Yes.
And I believe, it's not just that I love it, I believe in its very, very, very deep value, the very deep human value of it, and the beauty and importance of it, and of sharing space. You know, nowadays, with everything so atomized in the world, and I do it too, I'm on my phone all the time, but going into that cathedral built for sound and for sharing experience with a whole bunch of people, some of whom I know, some of whom I've never met in my life, and then this music by someone who lived somewhere either 10 years ago or 100 or 200, 300 years ago or right now comes to life.
Yeah.
And we just live in that for a moment, and we can't necessarily understand what it is that it's doing to us, but it is acting on us.
It is, as I always say, it's affecting.
Exactly.
It is affecting. Yeah.
And you know, when I... That's already a very rich experience, but particularly here is a coming together of, you know, my mother went to college a mile from the hall and grew up here, and she's sadly no longer with us, but, you know, spending that time in that hall with the orchestra, also helping to be part of the story of this orchestra and this institution, and saying, how can we grow it together?
That's right.
That feels not just like a passion for me, but something very personal.
Yeah, well, from experience, I can tell you, you're surrounded by people who are equally passionate.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think of Joe when I think of sometimes these people who believe in what they're doing.
Absolutely.
But the passion, which is gorgeous. I'm going to let you go. We have Rachmaninoff to finish, which is part of... You start to lose the will to live here. It's part of March, isn't it?
It is part of March. It's the 13th. Friday the 13th of
Friday
March.
Friday the 30th of March. So just a reminder again, welcome to you.
Thank
properly,
you.
Because this,
thank
is,
you,
this is a week now. And I presume today, are you back in the concert hall
I'm
today?
Back in the concert. I've got a rehearsal. 11 with the singers, the soloists, then two sets of rehearsals with them and the orchestra and the chorus. It's a busy day, but it's going to be
beautiful. Oh, we wish you nothing but the finest. It's on this Friday at 7:30. And can I just, one thing I have to ask, because of how you normally turn out, what class of a tux are you wearing on Friday? Is it something we need to know about in advance?
I've got something special on my sleeve.
I knew it wouldn't be straightforward.
You're going to have to come along, Martin.
It's probably kind of an off-white, is it? Or something like that?
It's pretty traditional, but it's a nice one, I think.
Has it a Valentine theme? Again, you're a man for themes.
Yeah, well, it's the night before Valentine. You know, you don't want to preempt it. I've got...
I can be very anxious.
I'm going to cook for my wife on the 14th. We've just decided, yeah.
You're which?
I'm cooking for my wife on Valentine's Day.
Oh, are you?
Poor soul, she's going to have to live through that. I do it once a year.
I was just going to say, is it something she wants?
Not really, no.
Listen, thank you so much for joining us again. Please, the door is open. Remember, always come in.
Thank you.
That's Alexander Shelley, this is the Rachmaninoff, which isn't happening for a month. Doesn't matter. It'll all be good. Take care. A little taster of the piano concerto there. That's Rachmaninoff. Thanks to Alexander Shelley for joining us this morning. What a gentleman.